A federal lawsuit alleging violations of the Indian Child Welfare Act in Pennington County is now back in motion. Judge Jeffrey Viken issued an order on March 30th last year, finding that judges, prosecutors, and child protection officials violated ICWA in the way they conducted hearings immediately after children were removed from their parents' care. For the past year, Viken has been reviewing defendants' motions for reconsideration. This case was first filed in federal court in early 2013. Judge Jeff Viken sided with plaintiffs a year ago when he agreed that parents' rights were not observed at hearings held within 48 hours of removal of a child from a home. Now he has reaffirmed that order. Plaintiffs include Native parents and the Rosebud and Oglala Sioux tribes. Named as defendants in their supervisory capacities are Seventh Circuit Judge Jeff Davis, Pennington County State's Attorney Mark Vargo, Secretary of Social Services Lynn Valenti, and Pennington County Child Protection Services Supervisor Luann Van Hunnick. Viken says parents at the 48-hour hearings have not been given adequate reasons their children were taken away and didn't have a chance to argue for immediate return of the children. The next move is to establish what needs to happen. Plaintiff's lawyer, Dana Hanna, says Viken will hold a hearing in which parties can have a voice toward a solution. After that hearing, Viken will issue a ruling that instructs parties how to proceed. Hanna says he assumes that ruling will direct the court to provide indigent Indian parents with lawyers to represent them at 48-hour hearings and that the proceedings will be more meaningful.
It will require the state to put on some kind of actual witness to give testimony in the hearings to show why DSS should continue to keep custody of the children.
Hanna says the plan should outline a legal standard that has to be followed before DSS can keep custody of children.
The injunctive relief will spell out the specific requirements for a constitutional and legally adequate temporary custody hearing.
Judge Viken still has to rule on plaintiff's complaint that DSS failed to train its workers to meet ICWA requirements. Attorneys for defendants have declined to comment on ongoing litigation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.